How you doing?
Hey, Bill. What's cooking?
Well, I had my paused updates on 20H2.
Yeah.
And yesterday, Microsoft took and updated to 21H2 without me asking. Just did it.
You know, a lot of people are having problems with that update because it erases sometimes their calculator, their video voice recorder, you know, other issues with it. You can't get it back.
What mine did, by the way, this is on 211. What it did on the going backwards, it took and erased all of the download files.
Right.
Yesterday, it just took out the ISO files from the downloads.
Really?
Yeah. So.
I hope they don't start updating people automatically.
Well, they did.
Windows 11.
No. Do you still get bad comments on them?
Windows 11?
Yeah.
They're killing it. There's no more updates after this month.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yep, say goodbye probably in January is when they usually kill stuff.
Huh.
That thing was short-lived, wasn't it?
Wow, yeah.
Garbage. It's garbage.
Oh,
but you know what? They're going to come out, I predict this, within the year, they're going to come out with a new version of an operating system. Won't be called Windows, it'll be called something else. But they'll charge you $40 a year per computer to use it.
Ah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So if you have three computers, you got to pay them $120 for the privilege to use their shitty operating system, which they say is broke when you buy it, but we promise over the next 12 years we'll fix it.
Hey, something you showed me here, the docking port.
Yeah.
Station. I have these two, my $79 and my $109 Lenovo. Well, one's an x86, the other one is an ARM.
Okay.
And both of them have the C-type power connector in. And it's the PD100W ones.
Right.
And so what you do is unplug the power from the PC, you get your docking hub, plug the power into that, plug the C drive, the C into the thing, and it works just fantastic.
Oh, yeah. It just, you know, depending on the voltage of the AC adapter you plugged in, will determine how long it takes to charge it. So, like if you have a 20 volt and it requires a 65 volt, I'm just saying.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. It's going to take a lot longer to charge it with a 20 volt, but it will charge.
Huh.
Okay, versus the 65 volt, it'll recharge it three times faster.
Well, yeah, the one I got was like $25 from Amazon. I think it does, and it works great.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, it has the HDMI.
Is it a docking station or a port replicator?
It's a
port replicator.
No, it's called a hub station. Is what they call it.
Well, okay, it's a port replicator is what it is.
Well, but what it has is
HDMI.
Go into
the USB-C port.
It's the PD100W connector. But what it has is HDMI. It's called 7-in-1, about 3 USB-A.
See, the one I carry
SSD
here is a lot more expensive. But it's 15-in-1.
Uh-huh.
It's got two USB 2s, two USB 3s, DisplayPort, an HDMI, and HDMI. So this will run three monitors. And then, of course, USB-C, 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 and Ethernet.
Yeah, well, this has the SD card.
And it goes 4K on all three monitors.
Yeah. Well, no, it's really something. Okay, I'm just really impressed with it.
For $25, how can you not be?
Well, then also for the one machine, $79 for an x86.
Oh, is that right?
Okay, and then the ARM one was $109. But over Labor Day, they came down to $99.
So,
well, okay. Talk to you later.